Achieve Atlanta is a program that's just being launched that is a partnership between the Community Foundation of Greater Atlanta, the Whitehead Foundation, which is part of the Woodruff family of foundations, Coca-Cola money, basically, and also the Atlanta Public Schools. And it is to help have high school students from the Atlanta Public Schools not only graduate from high school, but continue and complete post-secondary education.
And what does it do in order to try to accomplish that goal?
Scholarships are involved, but probably more importantly would be the hands-on counseling, getting to know each of the students, matchmaking, what is the right college, what is the right program, and sticking with them.
Failed or controversial education initiatives are common, so why is this different?
Well, what the Community Foundation did in partnership with the Whitehead Foundation is they did a whole best practices survey, and they had some help of consultants. They went all over the country to look to see what programs worked, what programs did not work. The one that came the closest was in Denver, Colorado, and they were able to do a site visit that included Maria Karstarfen, the superintendent of the Atlanta Public Schools, and various folks. And according to Mrs. Karstarfen, that they really hammered in to see what worked, what could be better, and they're coming back with all those best practices.
Since this is a data-driven initiative, let's kind of crunch the numbers in terms of graduation rates. Where is APS now? Where does it want to go? And how does it know that Achieve Atlanta is the way to do that?
Well, the best estimate that they have is that 14% of students in the ninth grade actually will make it through high school and then graduate from college within 6 years after high school graduation.
So that's the rate right now, graduation rate around 14%. What's the goal for this program? And what's the data that indicates the program is the way to get there?
20% increase over what there is now. But the woman that they hired, Tina Fernandez, believes it can be a lot greater than that. They went to Denver, and they believe that this can be a program that really works because of the handheld one-on-one attention with the students.
Achieve Atlanta is supposed to address social needs as well as those academic and financial ones. How do you tackle issues that impoverished students face, like homelessness, like hunger, like getting to school safely, those kinds of big socioeconomic issues that could really help graduation rates?
Well, Achieve Atlanta is very clear that they say they cannot solve everything, and they're going to have to stay in their lane. They're really looking at having counselors, college counselors in every high school working with every kid.
Achieve Atlanta leaders don't just want kids to graduate from college. They want them to work for the betterment of the Atlanta area, right? So will this program guide students toward the skills gap positions that employers are having trouble filling?
I think all of it is based, not only just college, but technical colleges as well, and to look at what is the best fit, what is the best opportunity for them, for the city, for the community. And it's really a great idea. People who have a college degree or a technical degree are always going to be making a lot higher wages than those that don't. And it has an impact on the whole family. Everybody benefits. And then the next generation benefits. So it can really have a real lasting impact.
Thank you.
Okay.